Gender-based violence has increased during the pandemic. Lockdowns were negative to gender-based violence. This violence is more common among couples with children, with former experiences of violence, economically disadvantaged, and with both members in lockdown. Financial problems contributed to all types of abuse, even after the harder measures were softened. Recommendations were to provide victims with access to adequate support, enhance institutional resources, and strengthen protection services.
Online violence against women includes gender-based hate speech. It is especially prominent on social media, where anonymity gives a sense of impunity to the users who feel they can use extreme language. This online violence especially targets younger women and has a significant impact on them. With COVID-19, the situation has even got worse. This is why the EC released in December 2020 the DSA, the Digital Services Act, which aims to ensure a safer online environment. It intends to improve mechanisms for the removal of illegal contents and achieve effective protection of users' fundamental rights online. In 2021, an extension of the EU crimes list is to come to cover all forms of hate crimes and hate speech, including misogyny. EU countries are also carrying out initiatives in that sense. France, for instance, has established an online hate observatory. Additionally, the Danish government has run a campaign on digital violence targeting secondary school students.
We all agree that sexual harassment and gender-based harassment at work are not new phenomena. Yet, their impact and extent have been recently highlighted by the Me Too movement. This harassment goes from intrusive questions about private life, sexually suggestive comments or jokes, to more serious cases such as various forms of sexual assault. Women are disproportionately affected by work-related harassment. Sadly, underreporting of sex-based work harassment remains an issue across the EU. It turns out to be a difficult situation to litigate, as victims may feel uneasy about sharing their experiences, or may face humiliation or downgrading of their work, among others. The quality of the work environment is crucial in order to determine how incidents of harassment at work are prevented and adequately dealt with. In early 2020, the EU Commission put forward a proposal to authorize EU member states to ratify the International Labour Organization Convention on Combating Violence and Harassment in the World of Work. It represents the first international instrument setting out specific globally applicable standards on tackling work-related harassment and violence and specifying the measures required from states and other agents. Another step to safeguard human rights, especially relevant nowadays, given the rise in gender-based violence during the COVID-19 crisis.
The Istanbul Convention, held in 2011, set the international binding standards on which most European Union's governments should address measures to prevent and combat violence against women. Since some countries within the Union did not ratify the Convention, accession to these standards keep being blocked in the EU. A legislative proposal, nonetheless, has been put forward by the European Commission. Work is to be focused on the four-pillar structure of the Istanbul Convention, prevention, protection, prosecution, and policy coordination. An open public consultation launched in February 2021 was meant to provide the wide-ranged feedback needed to evaluate the existing instruments within the EU and identify possible gaps and gather evidence on the impact of different policy options. Some measures have already been taken, such as access to an adequate support and protection for the victims, even in rural areas, at any moment, lockdown times included, hotlines, shelters, and awareness-raising campaigns. The member states need to tackle the common challenges that have been identified in order to help victims during pandemic times as well as in future crises.